Right. I wanted to talk about the issue. If you saw this week, the Tea Party Express, which is a national organization, announced their endorsement of Owen Hill in the U.S. Senate race here in Colorado. Now, I want to point out that Owen Hill was invited on via email to participate in the show, never returned the email to us. We also invited Amy Stevens, Ken Buck, and others, and talked to them about whether they wanted to come on. They all declined to comment on this. So here's the concern. You've got an outside national group that comes in, didn't talk to the Tea Party. And here's my frustration. And I said this a couple weeks ago, frankly, about the Owen Hill campaign and others. They're trying to steal what is a movement and use it for their own personal political ambitions. Now, we saw that they tried to do that with the recall, and we saw that they were sending out press releases saying that the recall organizers supported Owen Hill and Tom Tancredo. No, they don't. A few do, but don't try and say that everybody in that movement supports them. And don't try and say that everybody in the Tea Party supports Owen Hill. They don't. Well, as soon as the Tea Party Express announced that they were supporting them, we got a press release from a good friend, Regina Thompson, president of the Colorado Tea Party Patriots and the Colorado Issues Coalition. And she said, this out-of-state organization with no local grassroots ties does not speak with the consent nor consensus of the mini Tea Party 912 and other liberty groups in Colorado. Joining me right now is Regina Thompson. Regina, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So, look, I'm very frustrated by this. I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. They're trying to simply say that all of the recall supporters are supporting Owen Hill and Tom Tancredo, and that now it's the Tea Party is, in their mind, supporting it. Here's my problem. Well, I got a couple of them, but let me just throw this one out. He's already said he's not going through the assembly. Now, the assembly is the most grassroots process you can have in Colorado. It's not perfect, but it's a lot better than just party bosses deciding who the candidates are. Did these people even talk to people in Colorado before making this endorsement?
Well, so here's the scenario. I, by a strange, fluke, happened to have a conversation with their political director last November.
Okay.
And at that time, he told me that they were considering that they were going to endorse either Ken Buck or Owen Hill in the primary. Now, we're a long way, we haven't gotten past our state process to get to a primary slate.
Right.
And he and I had an hour long conversation, and I wasn't there to tell him, who to endorse, but we talked about the pros and cons. And I explained the problems that the grassroots as a whole have with some of Owen's voting record.
Sure.
But I knew from the conversation that he was leaning towards Owen Hill. He didn't say we're going to, but I knew from that conversation that that's where they wanted to go.
Of course.
Never heard another word from them until this last Saturday. I happened to go to a senatorial candidate forum, and a reporter mentions, hey, do you know the Tea Party Express is going to be holding a press conference on Monday to announce an endorsement? And I didn't know, but someone from Ken Buck's campaign also mentioned it. And I said, well, if Ken Buck's campaign doesn't know about it, if Ken wasn't invited to be there, then they're endorsing Owen Hill.
Right.
So over the weekend, I put out, some feelers to the other. I only contacted because the time was short, the organizations in Colorado that had Tea Party in their name. Because my problem, whether I personally had a problem with who they endorsed, my bigger problem was the fact that they were coming in here with a Tea Party name endorsing
right.
a candidate, and I didn't want public confusion over the fact that, because the general public sees the Tea Party as one big, huge organism.
If you're
Tea Party, you're all the same. And if these guys come in and say, hey, Tea Party endorses Owen Hill, I didn't want to be painted with that particular broad brush.
Sure. Yeah, well, and here's a guy, by the way, you mentioned his voting record, and we can talk about that a little bit, but, he voted for in-state tuition for illegal aliens, And the Tea Party Express comes in and endorses him. I mean, here's what I think happened. I'm just going to throw it out there, okay? I think a big pile of money wound its way out to the Tea Party Express from Colorado, from a donor or two who are supportive of Owen Hill, and somehow that endorsement just happened to go to Owen Hill. Am I wrong in that?
Well, you know, I don't know, but it certainly looks suspicious. You know, why else would this particular organization, I mean, they introduced him at their press conference as the Tea Party grassroots candidate. I mean, they said he is the grassroots candidate, when in fact he's not. Amy Kramer, who heads their organization, was being interviewed Monday afternoon on grassroots radio up in the Denver area about her announcement. And the host asked her very specifically, what organizations in Colorado did you consult with? You know, who else did you talk to?
Right.
Well, of course, they talked to, you know, Republican Liberty Caucus, and they got the College Republicans on board. And he said, well, you know, what grassroots? Well, you know, I'm sure there was other people we talked to.
Right.
He said, well, you know, here in Colorado, you know, the grassroots people, you know, for our legislators, we look to certain other organizations that help us, you know, evaluate their voting record. You know, he said, did you look at their cut score, at Owen's cut score? Did you check with Principles of Liberty on his voting record in the Senate? And very vaguely, well, you know, I'm sure that we checked various other things to make our determination. So it was very, very vague and non-specific.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, listen, the folks that he surrounded himself with are notorious for going out and trying to hijack a movement. They created some group called the Colorado Tea Party something or other last time, and they were about ready to send out a bunch of mail pieces trying to say that the Tea Party had endorsed their slate of candidates. And here's what's wrong with it. The Tea Party, it started out of love for country. It wasn't started out of love for Owen Hill or Jeff Crank or Regina Thompson. It was started out of love for country, and it should not be allowed to be hijacked by a bunch of political thugs who want to somehow advance their own personal agenda. That's just my view.
Well, absolutely, and that's why I did what I did, that I wanted it very, very clear to voters in Colorado and actually, you know, even members of my own Tea Party organization. Because they don't all necessarily know that Tea Party Patriots and Tea Party Express are two different,
sure,
you know, two different political organizations. They don't know that.
Right.
And I wanted, you know, I just wanted to make a stand and say, hey, you know, I'm not saying you're wrong in endorsing a candidate.
Right.
But you can't use the Tea Party name in Colorado when you have no grassroots movement here. You have no contacts. You know, you run a bus through here a couple times, you know.
Right.
Every election cycle, you might run a bus through the state and hold a whistle-stop campaign. You know, if Joe Bob's political pack had come in, or, you know, Freedom Works or anyone else, Main Street, whoever, and endorsed a candidate, I wouldn't have said a word.
Right, right. No, it just makes sense. Well, Regina, I know we've got to run, and I've got some other guests on the same topic coming up, but I do appreciate you doing it, and I appreciate you standing up. You know, far too often this kind of stuff happens in politics, and people get away with it because nobody calls them on it, and we have to call them on it. I'm glad that you did that, and, you know, we'll just keep exposing this stuff for what it is.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Regina Thompson with the Colorado Tea Party Patriots. More on this topic, more guests. I tell you what, they just continue to try and hijack stuff for their own political hides.
The Weekend KVOR. Crank now. Larry Kudlow at 9, AM 740 and KVOR.com.
Okay, I promise I'm going to get to the phones on this. So we're talking about this endorsement by the Tea Party Express, a national organization that came in, endorses Owen Hill in the United States Senate race. Of course, didn't really appear to talk to any or many Tea Party groups in Colorado. And again, I am so frustrated by candidates that try and steal what is so good and so pure-hearted of people and volunteers who give of their time to try and build something up, an organization, an entity, a movement, really, and then all taken away by politicians who only have their self-interest at heart and not the interests of the movement itself. And so I'm very disheartened by that, but I'm also going to stand up and expose it. And that's unfortunately what's happening. And you're seeing these ads by an outside group. And I can almost guarantee you this, that a big pile of money from a contributor went to Tea Party Express, and now they're running the ads with that money. That, I mean, so in other words, you just buy an endorsement from a group. Rent a group? Is that what this is about? Look, joining me right now is Lauren Sheets, who's with the 285 Corridor Tea Party here in Colorado. He also formed three new Tea Party groups in Jefferson County. And Randy Corcoran. Randy's a friend, and he's the chair of the Arapaho Tea Party. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me. How are you today?
Good to be here. Good morning, Jeff. Good to be here.
Yeah, great. So, you know, you heard my rant there as we came back from break. Your thoughts on this whole episode with the Tea Party Express. Lauren, your thoughts.
Well, I think that Regina hit the nail on the head. I mean, basically the concern is that Tea Party Express came into the state and represented itself as the Tea Party, and that they are not the representatives of the several different Tea Party groups. We operate with some independents, and to come in and represent that this is the kind of the overall view of the Tea Party is just misrepresenting what's out there.
Yeah, Randy, your thoughts.
Well, first, Jeff, I'd like to give a big shout-out to Lauren for these three new Tea Party groups in Jefferson County have just exploded onto the scene. The movement is alive and well in Colorado. But I was very disappointed to see any group come out and try and speak for the Tea Party. Our Tea Party groups don't endorse candidates. We present them. We talk about ideas and let people draw their own conclusions. This is co-opting what I think is a increasingly powerful and interconnected movement here in Colorado. I didn't like it a bit, and it generated quite a bit of discussion on the Arapaho Tea Party Facebook page.
Yeah, look, there's a history of this, both I think in the consultants that are working for Owen Hill. There's been a consistent effort over the years to do this, to kind of create groups and kind of hijack names, if you will. I mean, certainly they did it in my race by kind of hijacking the name of the Christian Coalition when I ran for Congress. But then they've done it several other times. They did it last year in Colorado. They formed a group called the Colorado Tea Party, and they were about ready to send out a bunch of mailers endorsing candidates. And again, it's just hijacking the name of the Tea Party. We saw it about 3 weeks ago when the same candidate and his consultants sent out a press release saying that the movement, the recall organizers, the people that organized the recalls, were supporting a petition effort to get Owen Hill and Tom Tancredo on the ballot. Well, you know, I talked to a couple of the real organizers of the recall effort, and they said, we're not involved in that. We're not supporting either of them. So it's this kind of attempt, honestly, to continue to hijack a movement. Randy, you know, I guess it's a frustrating thing, but all we can do, I guess, is continue to draw people's attention to it.
Well, Jeff, on the post that they put up in Arapaho Tea Party's page, it does say Tea Party Express endorses Owen Hill, but I heard you say earlier that they stood up and said, this is the Tea Party candidate. If they went to that extreme, then I'm really glad you're devoting time on your show to exposing it. I know Lauren and Regina and I are doing the same up here in Denver and all around the state.
Yeah, yeah. Lauren, you know, now there are some Tea Party groups that endorse candidates around the country. Tea parties are, you know, is not a one-size-fits-all. They do different things. There's a lot of them that don't endorse candidates, but all Tea Parties should at least embrace the principles of liberty and freedom and those sorts of things. And, you know, what is the 285 Corridor Tea Party and these other groups that you formed, do they endorse candidates?
So our position with the with our group, as well as with the others in Jeffco, is that we do not do endorsements. And there's several reasons for that I'm happy to talk about. But we do believe in accountability and transparency. So we talk about what people have actually done after they're elected and what they've done in office. Those are important things to talk about. And but we stop short of endorsement often because one of the big reasons is often you'll have two candidates who are conservative based on different principles, but they may have competing bad votes. And then the question is, how do you pick out which of those two candidates you're going to endorse? You're going to alienate some people who maybe have a preference for one issue over another that's been supported, and you rarely end up with somebody who is pure in their principled stance on everything.
Yeah. Hey, let me. I've got to go to break. I'm going to hold you guys over for just a couple of minutes if you can stay with us. I hope you can. Just on the other side of the break, we'll talk a little bit more about this. All right, I see Radical Red Rudy, you're coming up. But Reed, you'll be up next after we finish here on this conversation with Lauren and Randy. Just, again, so frustrating that politicians come in and make it about them instead of about freedom and about liberty.
News, traffic, and weather. The information you need from the station you depend on. Colorado's AM 740 and KVOR.com.
Well, just to wrap up this story a little bit, you know, there are just unscrupulous people in politics. I guess I'm not necessarily saying candidates. Certainly consultants, I want to point out, either do anything they can to win or not. Now, you know, I mean, I look at it this way. The folks that are supporting the consultants that are working for Owen Hill right now were the consultants that were helping Ken Buck last time. Ken Buck's running against Owen Hill. I mean, it's kind of insanity. Randy, you know, your thoughts on the... this effort, I guess, by politicians to sort of grab the Tea Party movement or the recall effort or whatever for their own political purposes instead of just seeing it for what it is. To me, that recall effort was one of the most pure, honest, great moments in our history. It's certainly one of the greatest political things I've been involved in. Your thoughts on that?
Well, the Liberty Movement in Colorado has been on quite a roll since 2013 and rolling right into 2014 with Castle Rock. City Council knocking back their, eliminating their open carry ban in the city there. And I guess I'm kind of torn because there are a lot of politicians who are trying to distance themselves from any affiliation with the Tea Party. So those that are willing to embrace the Tea Party, and including one who wants to take on the mantle of the Tea Party, at least has my interest. Then it becomes important for them to show up. Come talk to us. Answer the questions we have about votes or positions or statements that you've taken with which we disagree and make your case. I do not like buying an endorsement if that's what happened here.
Yeah, I do think that's what happened here. Lauren, I don't know if you agree with that assessment or not, that this was just simply, you know, I mean, they got to have money to be running these ads. They aren't just going to come in and run ads based on somebody. And why Colorado? Why this U.S. Senate race? We have U.S. Senate races all over the country. Why this one unless there was some money that went there? You may not want to go there, but your thoughts, Lauren?
No, I think that's very likely that's what happened. And, you know, I guess the thing is, when we look at this, we look at, again, accountability, transparency. And we want to know about the candidate's record. And had Owen Hill come out and said, I am the Tea Party candidate and defended that himself, that's one thing. But to have an external organization come in as a representative of the Tea Party when they don't even really have a presence here, sure, and then just to use that name, that's a completely different issue. And, you know, and I think if Owen Hill was trying to defend his record as a Tea Party candidate, then we could have a discussion about what his record is. Those are the types of discussions that the Tea Party wants to bring, shine a light on.
Yeah, and you know, I found it interesting. They didn't mention that vote to provide in-state tuition to illegal aliens in that endorsement ad. I don't know why. I'm kidding. No, go ahead.
We look at a couple of different measures of how candidates perform. We look at the Colorado Union of Taxpayers. We look at Principles of Liberty, are two of the big yardsticks that we use.
Yeah.
And in both by both of those measures, Owen Hill, well, he was certainly in the lower half of the Republicans in terms of scores on both of those.
Right.
So the intent here isn't necessarily to throw Owen under the bus or anything else, but I think that, you know, if Owen Hill was coming in saying, I'm the Tea Party candidate, and could make that case, and he was doing that as himself and not as the Tea Party coming in from outside the state, it would be a completely different.
Yeah. And you don't want to throw Owen under the bus, but I can tell you this, he didn't have any problem, and his campaign operatives didn't have any problem throwing the Tea Party movement under the bus on this one. They took that, took those ads, thought it was great, and you know, didn't care that anybody didn't talk to the grassroots here. I got to run, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks for all you're doing. Randy Corcoran from the Arapahoe Tea Party, Lauren Sheets from the 285 Corridor Tea Party. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Have a great one, Jeff.
All right, guys. You bet. Regina Thompson, who was a guest on the show earlier today, you had an additional comment.
Well, yeah, Jeff, I have a comment on Owen Hill, but by coincidence, I was also in the Herpin hearing on Wednesday, so I'll comment on that. So I heard one of your earlier callers say that Owen Hill is stating that he didn't read the asset bill, and that's why, you know, and so he didn't know what he was voting for. If Owen, in fact, is saying that, he's being dishonest. I had coffee with Owen last fall, and that was the one thing that we talked about, was that particular vote. And he very clearly read the bill, and he explained to me why he voted for it. It was a very convoluted reason, but there was no indication that Owen had not voted for it. He told me that he didn't see anything in the Constitution that prevented him from voting for it, and so that's why he did it in, you know, kind of a more convoluted way.
Right. Okay.
But if he says he didn't read the bill, he's being dishonest.
Well, I'm trying to remember if the caller who said that was talking about the asset bill or if he was talking about the illegal in-state tuition bill.
That is the asset bill.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. Well, I
don't know if somebody, we've got a website called Udall Lied that's exposing Udall's lies, but if Owen is starting to do this, maybe we need, you know, Owen Hill Lied if he's going to make these kind of comments, because that's not
right.
Accurate. He read the bill and he knew exactly what he was voting on.
Right. Okay. Well, good. Regina, thank you for calling in and setting us straight on it.
Thanks, Jeff.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you bet.